Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, November 14th. Happy 46th birthday to Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker.
Raise your hand in mine, I'll leave when I wanna.
I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories presented by Fernbank Museum. Gwinnett police are looking for a suspect in recent bank robberies. Gwinnett police are also seeking information on a man accused of stealing guitars from Sugar Hill Church. GCPS's Frank Elmore was honored as a finalist for CIO of the Year. Gwinnett County Public Schools named six Teacher of the Year finalists. The Georgia Senate Committee okays a bill for expansion of the Gwinnett Board of Commissioners. Governor Brian Kemp announces support of Georgia sheriffs in re-election bid. Plus, did you know there used to be dinosaurs in Antarctica? And did you know you could see some of them at Fernbank?
In the exhibit, you'll actually be able to see four different dinosaurs that paleontologists have discovered will come from that region.
We'll hear more later in the podcast.
Unearth a 200-million-year-old secret at Fernbank Museum, the mystery of Antarctic dinosaurs. A new exhibit and film uncover the secrets of prehistoric Antarctica, showcasing real fossils, dioramas, expedition gear, and dinosaurs so cool, they're frozen. Get your tickets at fernbankmuseum.org.
Gwinnett County Police are looking for information about a man who is accused of robbing two banks in the county this month. The suspect, described only as an older white male, allegedly walked into a BB&T bank on November 3rd and handed the teller a note demanding money and then pointed a firearm at the teller. The same man allegedly went to a different BB&T bank on Wednesday and passed a note to the teller demanding money. A firearm was not visible during that robbery. Police have not released information about the location of the banks. Anyone who has information about the robberies is asked to contact the police. Gwinnett County Police are asking for the public's help to identify a man who allegedly stole two guitars from Sugar Hill Church last month. Surveillance video shows the man walking into the church on October 22nd and then walking back out with the guitars in hand. The man is described as a white man with brown hair, a slim build, weighing about 140 to 160 pounds, and about 5 feet 9 or 5 feet 10 inches in height. Anyone who has information about the suspect's identity or location is asked to contact the police. Frankie Elmore, Chief Information Officer of Gwinnett County Public Schools, was recently honored as a finalist for the 2021 Georgia CIO of the Year Orby Awards. The Orby program honors chief information officers who have demonstrated excellence in technology leadership. The Orby signifies exceptional leadership, innovation, and vision, representing the characteristics and qualities that inspire others to achieve their potential. Finalists in the global, large enterprise, enterprise, large corporate, and public sector categories were honored at an event November 5th at the Cobb Galleria. Mr. Elmore, who was one of six finalists in the public sector category, joined GCPS in June of 2015 as the district CIO. He came from Orange County Public Schools in Florida, a position he had held since 2012. His career also includes service in senior tech positions for several companies in Orlando and Tampa, and a distinguished 22-year career with the Marine Corps. Regarding his leadership of GCPS's technology team during this uncertain time, Elmore said there are three initiatives of which he is particularly proud: the district's move to an updated email system, the work that has been done to strengthen the system and processes, and cost savings that have been realized.
Edna Krivopel, you've been nominated for Teacher of the Year.
You're crying.
Nelson Muntz, you've been nominated for Bully of the Year.
Thank you so much.
Gwinnett County Public Schools announced its six finalists for the Gwinnett County Teacher of the Year recognition on Thursday. The finalists are Arcado Elementary School first grade teacher Jamie Garcia Cacho, Puckett's Mill Elementary School fourth grade teacher Kelly Powell, Berkmar Middle School orchestra teacher Tanisha Pooser, North Gwinnett Middle School media specialist Jenny Stark, Archer High School ninth grade algebra teacher Lee Allen, and Brookwood High School math teacher Aaron Thompson. The school system selected the finalists from a field of 139 local school teachers of the year. The field was narrowed down to 25 semifinalists before the finalists were chosen from that group. A committee that included former teachers of the year, local school administrators, and central office staff will choose a district-wide teacher of the year from the field of finalists. The teacher of the year will be named during a virtual celebration that will be held on December 7th.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your
Forecast calls for a warm winter, Dari.
Huh? 100%
probability of toasty warm.
No way.
Yes way. Guaranteed.
Let me see.
Says warm winter following R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkups.
Should have seen it coming.
Caused by fast-moving R.S. Andrews techs.
Green screen trained to timeline.
Performing our $99 R.S. Andrews mega furnace checkup.
It's more than a tune-up.
Way more. It's a complete system diagnostic.
Restoring systems to factory fresh specs.
Serious work.
That's why it takes a little longer.
We're making sure your system is safe.
And running at peak efficiency.
We perform a deep internal exam.
Check for carbon monoxide leaks.
Inspect and clean burners.
Pull and inspect your blower.
Test your inducer assembly.
We even test all safety controls.
You can't be too safe.
You can't do it too soon.
Be guaranteed warm.
Get your R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkup.
Just $99.
R.S. Andrews Mega Furnace Checkups causing 100% chance of smiles.
It's what we do.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
A bill to add 5 district seats to the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners was approved by a Georgia Senate committee on Thursday over objections from local officials and some committee members over the racial makeup of proposed districts and the financial cost to Gwinnett taxpayers. Opponents raised concerns about whether the proposed map would create about 5 majority white commission districts in a majority minority county. There were also concerns raised about the financial cost to the county, since each county commissioner is not only paid a salary, but has a staff which incurs additional salary costs and benefit costs to handle constituent issues. Officially labeled Senate Bill 6EX, it's expected to go to the Senate floor for consideration on Friday. If passed, it would then go to the House of Representatives next week. The Gwinnett County Commission had been all Republican from the mid-1980s until Commissioners Marlene Foskew and Ben Q, both Democrats, and the first people of color on the commission, were elected in 2018. Democrats swept the remaining seats on the commission, including the chairman's seat in 2020. Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson addressed the committee during the hearing. Hours after the hearing ended, the commission issued a lengthy statement rebuking the bill, saying State Senator Dixon blindsided county officials with the legislation.
Tell me, Sheriff Taylor, why don't you carry a gun?
When a man carries a gun all the time, the respect he thinks he's getting might really be fear. So I don't carry a gun because I don't want the people of Mayberry to fear a gun. I'd rather they would respect me.
Governor Brian Kemp has solidified the support of one of the most important conservative groups for his re-election bid, Georgia's sheriffs and law enforcement officials. He announced endorsement from 107 sheriffs across the state on Tuesday at his Cobb County campaign headquarters. Attorney General Chris Carr and State Insurance Commissioner John King appeared with Kemp, along with about a dozen sheriffs. Carr cited Governor Kemp's support of laws and measures to prosecute gangs, human traffickers, and street racers. Specifically, Governor Kemp pointed to his support of House Bill 286, which he signed earlier this year to prohibit cities and counties from reducing their law enforcement budgets by more than 5% in 1 year or collectively across 5 years. Embark on an adventure to uncover never-before-seen dinosaur fossils from one of the most isolated environments on Earth. Here's more information about Fernbank's Antarctic Dinosaurs exhibit, which is running now through January 2nd.
We're joined on the podcast by Jaquan Jackson. She's the group marketing manager at Fernbank Museum of Natural History. And Jaquan, let's talk Antarctic dinosaurs. What in the world is that?
The exhibit is awesome because visitors will be transported back 200 million years. So you'll get an understanding of what Antarctica was like during that time. We often think of it as a chilly, cold, icy place, but it was actually very lush during that time. Paleontologists, you'll learn about what they're doing present day to uncover some of the fossils, some of the dinosaurs that were living in that area during that time. In the exhibit, you'll actually be able to see 4 different dinosaurs that paleontologists have discovered will come from that region. And it's really interesting as well, because you'll see what paleontologists oftentimes here on the mainland, for example, if we were finding a dinosaur in Georgia, we have a lab that we can easily take it to and start to uncover and discover what type of dinosaur that would be. Well, it also looks at the setup. So they have to set up essentially like a little small city so that they have a place to uncover and research while they're there on the ground. You'll see a replica of the LC-30 aircraft, and that's where they would excavate any fossils and prepare them to bring them back to do more research.
So they found dinosaur fossils in Antarctica and then got them here?
Yes, absolutely. They got them here. So this is an exhibit that is millions of years in the making that's actually here at Fernbank current present day.
I think that is absolutely fascinating that there's scientists in Antarctica. And like you said, yeah, you think about it as being like cold and barren and icy and nothing going on. And I learned something today. I didn't know that 200 million years ago it was a lush area. I didn't know there were dinosaurs there. And I certainly didn't know that they have shipped them to Atlanta.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the great things when you think about paleontology. There are dinosaurs that come from all over the world. And it's just an example of how science and paleontology is very important. It helps to inform some of the decisions that we make in the future regarding science and some of the discoveries and where's the next place to actually go and look for dinosaur or either important fossils that will inform decisions about our future lifestyle.
Absolutely fascinating. So if you want to see the Antarctic Dinosaurs exhibit that's happening at Fernbank Museum of Natural History, Jaquan, where do we find out information? How long is it going to be there? All of those details. What is it?
Once again, you can go to fernbankmuseum.org. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call our ticket line at 404-929-6300. But I highly encourage you to go online to find more information. You'll get information about the exhibit, as well as you'll be able to easily purchase tickets. It closes January the 2nd. And another great feature about this exhibit is that it's also presented in Spanish as well. So I just think that's awesome, an awesome experience for our community. And I highly encourage everyone to come and check out some cool dinosaurs.
Jaquan Jackson is the group marketing manager at Fernbank Museum of Natural History. And I really appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.